Some hourly workers at the Corvette assembly plant in Bowling Green say they'll remain on the picket line as long as it takes to get a fair contract with General Motors. Some local workers are struggling financially, but remain steadfast as a national strike enters week four. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. After making some progress on major sticking points, talks broke down over the weekend, reportedly over moving production from Mexico to the U.S. The UAW's chief negotiator said bargaining had taken a turn for the worse. It was difficult news to hear for Frank Lee, who's a temporary worker at the Corvette assembly plant in Bowling Green. He's been on the picket line since the strike began September 16th and says he's barely getting by on $250 a week in strike pay from the union.
It's practically impossible. I'm a single father, raising my son by myself. So, yeah, it's a struggle. And you got to do what you got to do. You got to call your bill collectors, see if they'll work with you. You got to do what you got to do. And what you can't, you just got to ride it out.
Lee says knowing there are nearly 50,000 other GM workers across the nation going through the same trials gives him the drive to continue picketing. The strike is turning into one of the longest in modern history, rivaling the 1998 strike where workers were off the job for 54 days. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.